Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So, back when Uber started down the road of the very expensive journey in developing self-driving cars, Lyft took another route, relying on partnerships for what they believe is the future of urban transportation. Things have changed. The San Francisco company has just announced that it's forming its own self-driving car division, raising the stakes at a very vulnerable time for its longtime rival, Uber. How will Lyft's very own autonomous car development division shake up this race to the self-driving car finish line? Let's get the latest. Joining us now, patching in via our San Francisco bureau, is The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
So Lyft just announces it's forming its own autonomous car development division. What do we know?
You said it right. They're going to hire, hundreds of people to staff a new location in Palo Alto. The Lyft is based in San Francisco proper. And they want to develop software and hardware for self-driving cars. That's a bit of a departure from what they'd said in the past, where they were relying on partnerships with other automakers to use their technology, put that on the platform, allow people to one day to hail self-driving vehicles that were made by somebody else, GM or Google. And now they're saying, look, we're going to get in the game too and make our own. This might be better or just as good as anything that anyone else makes.
Right. And, you know, like you mentioned, they have several partnerships with self-driving vehicle developers. Could this shift in gears mean some conflict with those partnerships?
Well, you have to imagine that's a possibility. Lyft says that this is a natural progression of things. They have to do this if they want to stay in the game. And there's no guarantee that any of these partners will be around for the long haul. They may develop something that is so great they want to take it off on their own. And so Lyft says this is just about being smart and staying, keeping up with the Joneses, really.
Right, right. So Uber in its trying times, I just wonder where they're at right about now. Does this shake up this always competitive dynamic that Lyft and Uber are in?
Certainly. And Uber has its own autonomous vehicle development unit. They've been a lot more public about it. They've been working on some public tests in the U.S. Those are just continuing along in Pittsburgh and in Arizona, for example. And Uber has its own partnerships, but you know, so far they've indicated that a big component of it will be their own vehicles they're developing and their own software and hardware.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about Lyft's new driverless car division. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. You know, all tech is moving fast, but these days, self-driving car tech is moving quite fast. Is this move by Lyft a result of that? You mentioned keeping up with the Joneses, but how competitive is it and how fast is it moving?
Well, it's moving very fast, but to the casual observer's eye, you wouldn't know it. There's not a ton of these vehicles on the road.
Right, that's a good point.
You know, the kind of developments that are occurring are, you know, advancements in this software and hardware. So these cars are becoming more and more reliable. They're becoming safer. But we're many years from seeing any critical mass of these on the road, let alone the regulatory environment is not prepared for these. So it's going to be a long time before this becomes the ubiquitous thing that technology companies hope it will and are expecting it to. So most of the developments are getting funding, getting sort of lab tests that they say prove that this technology or that is working well. So you and I are just going to have to hang tight and wait for one of these to show up at your doorstep.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm not holding my breath, but it's interesting to always hear the latest. Greg, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger's coverage of the self-driving car industry, you can head to wsj.com/tech. That'll wrap up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York City, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable The Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.